Yeah, I mean, we were able to put some good at bats. You know, that their starters got some pretty good stuff and throws hard. And you know, and then you know Edwin hitting that ball gives us some breathing room, and you know, it makes the game a little bit not easier, but it definitely makes it a little bit more relaxing.
How different is the second time through the order than the first when you're dealing with a guy you've never seen before?
I mean, it definitely means a lot. I think you know, you go up there and you don't know what to expect. I mean, you know what he's going to throw or you know what he throws, but you know, you've never seen it in person and see, you know, the action and, you know, how it comes out of his hand. And there's a lot of things you got to incorporate. So, you know, second time around is definitely more comfortable than the first. He was good. He was good. I think, you know, he left some balls up that they hit. And, you know, he did a good job. You know, the score and the runs that he gave up are definitely not a good showing of the performance he had out there. He was good, and you know, it's nothing to put his head down about.
What did you think of Gose's run there in second time?
I think that he could spare some of his speed and give it to me. He's definitely blessed with a lot of speed. So to be able to do that, it's pretty special. It's hard for most people to score from third. For him to score on second is pretty good.
JP, just back to Brandon. You know, that phrase about pitching to the score, with a lead like that, is he able to work in the zone a little more because he doesn't want to be off the plate or anything?
No, I don't think so. He still got to pitch his game. And just at the end, he left some balls up, and they didn't miss him. You know, it's just a game. You know, this game is crazy like that. You know, sometimes you throw those balls and those guys fly those balls out, you know, fly them, hit pop flies or whatever. So, again, he threw the ball well, and you know, it's definitely nothing for him to put his head down about.
Nolan just got here, so when you talk to him either tonight or tomorrow, what are the sorts of things you talk to him about before his big league debut?
I got to catch him last year when I was rehabbing in the state league for the playoffs, and, you know, he's got good stuff. The biggest thing is to know that, you know, you're here for a reason. You belong here. You know, stuff. He's got great stuff. It's just now about going out there and playing. It's the same exact game. No different. You know, it's just relax and trust your abilities. You know, God gave him some gifts. Just use them.
JP, the offense has certainly showed signs of coming alive recently. One of the things you guys weren't doing earlier was what you did tonight, you know, replying to the opposing team to score close and then coming back and everything. Is there a feeling of greater confidence now than there was, say, 3 or 4 weeks ago?
I mean, I feel like we've stayed confident, and you know, just it wasn't really going the way that we needed to go. I think you look at a game like yesterday, you know, Jose pretty much won the game for us, and then you know, you come back and different guys, you know, contribute today. So I think that's a sign of when things get going, you know, and it's a game of failure. So everyone's not going to be on their best every night. So just everyone has to try to chip in and, you know, try to squeeze as many runs as we can.
Hey, are you guys pressuring teams in a different way at the plate now than they were? I mean, it seems like even if you're not getting the runs in, there's still guys on base, there's opportunities to score things that maybe you didn't have earlier.
Well, anytime that you have runners on base, it's going to definitely, you know, people pitch differently. You know, it's not easy. It's not a comfortable feeling when guys are on base. You know, it's definitely when no one's on, it's a little bit, you know, different. You're from the windup, you know, there's a lot of things that go into it. So, you know, plus I think our strength coach has been really giving us, you know, a lot of fluids, and we've been all very hydrated lately. And I think that'll help in our late inning rallies.